This morning, my fiancé, Sammy, and our neighbour, Jim, went out in a speedboat to look at the water. And it's actually the worst we've seen. It's absolutely disgusting, you know, and it has been going on. I'm not around that long. I just spent my first summer in Fawn last year and I was shocked by it. It affects people on Inch Island. It affects Fawn very negatively and it affects the marina. We think it's been going on about 12 or 13 years. And it really has to stop. You know, it's disgusting. It's unhealthy. It's unsafe. Children, you know, whose parents know, don't let them bathe in there, certainly at certain times. And people who don't know go in there. In fact, there's a glore there. I don't know if you've heard the word glore, but it was a new one to me when I came up to Donegal, but it's kind of a quicksand, kind of a muddy sand. And when the tide goes out there, it's actually very dangerous. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying it's solely down to the cow effluent, but it is certainly an issue. And, you know, here we are talking you know, first thing in the morning after people's breakfast. But and it may seem like a small issue, but for us local residents there, it's really something that we feel very grieved about. And it's so preventable. And we believe a farm locally is either cleaning their farm stuff into the water, or they're just emitting slurry into the water.
Because I would have thought, and this is what I sort of said in the program yesterday, you know, like, I mean, it's a commodity, really, the slurry, you know, maybe it's too late in the year. I don't know if they spread it this time of year, but they certainly have been in recent weeks. Yeah. And I have witnessed tanks being washed out. But the impact it's having visually, you know, that you talk of, would sort of maybe suggest that it's more than, you know, whatever is stuck to the inside of one of these machines.
I'm no farming expert, but I have a vet's daughter and I'm from Mayo and I've spent a lot of time around agriculture and farms, but I'm not an expert on people putting stuff into water, and I'm not an expert on how it gets into the water. But Donegal County Council are well placed to find people to investigate the matter. And, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. Sammy and Jim were out, as I said, this morning, and, you know, they mentioned that there was actually bits of straw in the water.
Right.
So that's not coming from human effluent it's not coming. It's coming from a farm. And whether it's being done neglectfully, intentionally, you know, we don't really care the reason. We just want it to stop, you know. And I think all residents around the area would be very pleased to just have the water clean.
You shouldn't require local knowledge to avoid this. Do you know what I mean? It shouldn't exactly be happening, you know, because we want people up visiting the area and you know, availing of our beautiful natural amenities like this. And you can only imagine wading into the water and coming across this, if you're not familiar with what's going on. I mean, it's revolting. Yeah. It's incredibly unhealthy, of course, but it's just horrible. Yeah. It's horrible.
And also, I actually go to Ned's Point. Now, I'm very glad I found Ned's Point because it's a gorgeous swimming group and lovely people go there every day to swim at either 11 or 11:30 in the morning. And, you know, it's a really nice community. But I started doing that because I didn't want to swim in the water there beside us in Fawn. Mm. And now the other side of the marina is fine and it's a beautiful beach. And I don't want to down the area too much because it's fabulous and we love it. But at certain times of the day, this happens early in the morning. It clearly happened this morning. And there are little yellow flies in the water that come from cow dung as opposed to being flies that naturally occur in the water. And they were there this morning. And, you know, really, I'm very grateful that you're highlighting this issue because it may seem like a small issue to people elsewhere in Donegal, but if a precedent isn't set, or, you know, if the council as a body are willing to just let this go on for years and years while they're aware of it, you know, it doesn't bode well for other areas.
But
when
Catherine,
they're trying to get this resolved.
It's not unique to this area either, because we're getting contacted by people from other areas and inland waterways as well, rivers, where this is happening and seemingly has been happening for some time and seemingly happening in plain sight to some extent.
Yeah, and the farmers will argue, and there's nobody better in the country at defending themselves and making their case known than the farmers. And they will argue that no farmer in his right mind would put slurry into the water because it's, as you said, it's a commodity, and it's needed in the round in farming to spread. And we all know the smell that we get at certain times of the year, from slurry. So, I don't understand why it's happening, as you say, in inland waterways and, by the sea in certain places. Maybe it is just neglect and carelessness. But either way, whether it's intentional or neglectful, it needs to be regulated or, controlled in some way. And if it's highlighted, as you're kindly highlighting the issue, but also I highlighted it to Donegal County Council. I can't have been the only one who gone on to Donegal County Council about it. Councillor Crossan has been on to them now more recently, and he told me yesterday that he's going to put down a motion about it. So, maybe we will finally get the matter resolved, but it shouldn't take all of this. It should be something that absolutely just isn't allowed to happen,
Yeah, and I think the more we talk about it, the more conscious people maybe are being seen doing it, or maybe realising that it's having an impact further down the line too, as you talk of. And water is sampled on a regular basis, and, it's water quality is incredibly important to us, not least from sort of like a tourism perspective. It's not, if it's not about hygiene or healthiness.
I come from a beautiful county, Mayo, and I can tell you, Donegal, I mean, it's
an upgrade.
Stunning. Well, I know it's an upgrade. but it's certainly so beautiful. And I have friends who come to visit and they're just blown away by the place. Yeah. And, we can do better than this,
Sure.
And as residents in the area, we have no nexus with the farmer or with the council about this, and most people, I suppose, wouldn't know where to start trying to get this solved. And luckily, it's now got the attention of people who can actually do something about it potentially. But, I just think it's a real shame that it's been allowed to happen as long as it has in such a beautiful place. I don't know if you're familiar with Fawn.
Yeah.
It's so, so lovely. And all around Lough Swilly, we're just so lucky to live or to stay in such a beautiful place, and we should be minding it.